The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Verisonas Podcast Network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt fuck you.
He can't do it. I don't think he can do it, man.
Who?
Your boy.
No.
Your couch mate.
No, he can't.
He looked so uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable doing what?
Intro on the show.
Intro, like you looked like, oh, it's somebody else. Is it me? Is it somebody else? Is it me?
Oh, I just think Jamie Mac is the best at it.
Yeah,
yeah.
If he had ever finished a sentence.
And I was over here loving up the doggy dog.
Right.
We just had a moment and shit.
You know? You netted.
No, he almost did. No, so look, it's just the thing. Look at him. He's just burying his head in there.
His thing's not out though.
No, it's good. This is true love. This ain't homo love.
You are listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast, guaranteed.
Okay.
That's that good shit right there.
Yeah.
And I think that forever, like, we have a connection.
Right.
Because
like, you brought him here.
Yeah, I put him on. Like, I mean, sure, you guys
He's
are
like,
taking
thank
care.
Thank you, thank you.
My nigga, like, listen, like, I will ever, forever be grateful to you, my nigga. Like, it's one of those things, like, where people don't appreciate shit.
Yeah.
Duke ain't that nigga.
Yeah.
Duke appreciates what I did for him in his life. Like, he understood what life was before the Honest Household and after. Like, and he's like, listen, bro. Like,
you know, we've moved them to soft food now, like real food.
Oh, like in those chubs?
Farmers?
No, it's a pet.
Pet friendly or pet smart?
Pet friendly,
or pet friendly, yeah. I've seen that. What's the name? Snowflake do that. She got her dogs on that.
It's expensive, but
that's what I'm saying. I can't do it.
They love it.
Of course.
And they've gotten in shape.
It's real dog food.
And they're in shape.
I mean, it's like real food.
They used to be fat and chubby. They're not.
I don't know if they were ever fat and chubby, but it's real food.
A dog's abdomen is supposed to go up to where their dick is, right? Our dogs were just flat all the way across.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
But it is expensive, man. I mean, because you're paying for real food.
But it's worth it. Our dogs will probably live a couple years longer.
Yeah, yeah. And like I said, it's like different strokes. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, how Willis and Arnold appreciated.
Right.
Being, you know, with Mr. Drummond.
So have you changed your mind about surgery for dogs? Or no? You still like, that's not happening.
What you mean?
Surgery for dogs.
I don't know.
Like getting them fixed?
Like they're having a real bad problem. And
no, like, I'm more.
They have like a heart condition. Like,
I've
if your dog had arthritis.
Yeah, so my dog does have arthritis and I'm about to get him. I'm leaning into surgery.
That's growth, bro.
No, it is. And I we both have, you know, because you was a blender. Throwing a nigga in a blender, dog in a blender.
What you're talking about.
You don't remember that, huh? I know you don't remember because that was before. Like,
but I remember you used to not like dogs.
Yeah,
you remember that they gave you an idea of who I was, but you know
me. Before he had Mosley, which was the original, he was like, fuck a dog. You throw that motherfucker in a blender.
I don't remember
when them niggas was throwing iPhones in blenders and
that
testing,
is not what
and doing a test.
That's
he's like,
not,
you could test this dog out.
French, no, French, what the bet was. It was a bet. $1 million. I said for $1 million, I would grind a puppy up. That was a long time ago.
You want to do it now?
No, he did. Fuck no. He's a dog
million
lover.
Tax free?
He's a dog lover, bro. Tax free.
$1 million?
He's a tax
not
free.
Not my dog. I mean, it'd be some ferocious pit bull or something.
Yeah.
He'd have to deserve it, right? Like, right. Like
how many little youngsters did
I'm
you
just
kill?
Doing.
Who
I'm
did
just,
he maul?
I'm just doing God's work here. That's
right.
That's how I feel. Like again, being the assassin, only bad people, Dexter style.
Right.
It only works with the scum of the earth. You don't just go ahead and get innocence.
Right.
That's not how it works. And shit. Like I wouldn't say just you know, one color of people or anything like that. Like you know, I love black people. I know that's contrary to what.
You don't.
I do.
Love Kamala, but I don't think you love anybody else.
No, I do. I love, I mean, shit. I was in the fucking, before I got here to Publix, black people all over.
There's like, black people everywhere. I was fine.
No.
What a dickhead. I promise, I didn't break out in hives or anything.
In a black neighborhood.
I was just walking and talking like
no,
any other
when I
person.
Was finished, when I was... I just blended right in.
That's so stupid, bro. How that sounded was ridiculous.
Yeah. I didn't finish.
I was in public with nothing but black
you
people.
You didn't let me finish. You didn't let me finish. That's the problem. I was going to talk about how many fine women were in there. You know what I mean? And it's like, yo, it's cracking right now. Like, I mean, there's work up in this Publix right now.
Like, this one over here?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I guess I went on the wrong day.
Yeah, no. Nah, I mean, yeah, listen.
Last time I went in there, I didn't see nothing like that.
Oh, well, see, again, you might be prejudiced.
Yeah, you might. No, you definitely are, because you like light skin, but you don't really like Americans. So it's like you have a very, like, you and your girl are perfect, because she's not American and she's light skin. That's why y'all work.
What did you say I don't like American?
Come on, French. Come on, man.
Because you don't, I mean, you
do think you're better.
Right.
You think you're better.
You look at Americans as we're like second class citizens to a third world nigga.
Like, these niggas in America have all this and they don't even know what they're doing. Fuck them. Like, right. I don't like none of them.
Right.
That's his idea.
And we're lazy. Right. We're this, that, and the other.
What is it? We have entitlement.
Like he always said, none of y'all niggas gonna outwork me.
Right.
Like, there's no one. No one in America that's gonna outwork me. This is what I feel.
Fat American.
This is what I feel. Like, right. I know that there's none of these American lazy ass niggas gonna outwork me.
So you don't get a girl who's American, and then you also get a light skinned girl. That's you hit both the best of both worlds. Isn't that what you like?
Team light skin. No. All right,
Mac, you're not team light skin.
Yeah, I mean real light.
No,
no, you're team vanilla.
Real light.
You're team no melanin or low melanin. I'll say everybody has melanin, but
you're not team, the Irish. She's not Irish because the Irish can't tan. I knew a nigga that could not tan.
Right,
and he would get red as fuck, and I'd be like, oh, that's it, right? Like, because after the red, it's gonna turn brown, right? Nope, he go back to white.
Yeah. No.
No, bro. How about you know what you're doing? I'm filibustering, trying to help you out, my dude.
Doing circles,
bro.
Anything over here, cartwheeling and
I mean,
how many spins was that on the freestyle?
Come on.
On the what is that called? The windmill. How many windmill spins was that, bro? More than that, that's Australian chick.
I swear.
All right, my bad. That was my fault. My bad. I don't know why I thought that was yours for some reason. Remember that one topic we had a couple weeks ago where Jamie Mack was talking about whether a relationship is easier with kids or without kids?
I do. And maybe that's why you assumed.
Yeah. After that, I was starting to think about it even more. And I was thinking, especially in today's economy, right? Because I was reading something. Let me go back. I was reading something after we had this topic. And it was this guy that I was talking about back in the day, Chinese and Japanese architecture, and how they used to have, when they gave birth back in the day, because the way the lifestyle was, when a person gave birth to a child, that child could become an expert at like sculpting and things like that because it was such a sedentary lifestyle, right? So that kid at
say that again. What's that word?
Sedentary. Whatever. I'm not gonna say it again.
No, but I don't even know what it means. At first, I'm not even trying to be that.
A regular lifestyle. It wasn't like constructed by the 9-to-5 system that we are accustomed to.
Okay.
So the kid early on at 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 could start picking up sculpting. So by the time he's 40, 35, he becomes this master sculptor where you see those crazy buildings in Japan and in China and things like that.
Right.
While now you can no longer become an expert of that magnitude due to the 9-to-5 cycle that we have, right? And then I was saying now, the lifestyle that we live now, does it make it?
I'm sorry, because I looked it up. So sedentary, right?
Sedentary is where you sit around all the time and you get,
you're not
exerting the energy.
Right.
Yeah, so that's where people could focus on one thing and master, like sculpting and things like that. Back then, we used to have those people that were great at that because the lifestyle wasn't like the 9-to-5 system. And over the time, even what they said, this is why we have summer vacation, because they needed the kids to help with the farm and all of that. So they had reasons to have kids throughout certain time in life in this world. And then now we have the system, which is you go to school, you go to work, and blah, blah, blah. Does this system now make it overrated to have kids versus back then where there was actually a good reason to have kids?
When I first had kids, my thing was like, yo, I got slaves now. And then I realized that they're terrible slaves.
Terrible slaves.
Kids are the worst fucking slaves. That's a little black kid. I would think a little black kid. You know what I'm saying?
You would think you would be ingrained in them.
Primed.
Right.
You should be primed to come out just
picking
shit. It should
be in your DNA.
Like, you're in there picking your toys up and putting them in the basket. You know, I thought it was
normal. Or at least fucking following orders.
Right.
Like, come on. Like, right.
Or else. They don't even get the or else. These little kids need to get beat. What kind of slaves are these? Back when I was young, slaves used to know their place.
Right.
And you rarely got to beat one.
No.
Rarely, because it was just like nobody was willing to get beat. So they wouldn't do shit. You know, you never had runaways and like that was just every now and then. But these kids?
Nah, these kids, they got God-given rights.
So you're saying that the idea here is that because
I feel like the time that we live in now makes it overrated for us to have kids compared to previous
times. You say the word overrated, that's where I keep falling
down. Well, because I feel like what's happening is that him and G Money are having these discussions, right? And they're like, kids, do we really want to have kids? Like, what would be the value of bringing that aspect into this relationship? Like, why would we end up having kids and for what? For who? Like, again, I think a lot of times it's like, you know, there's a, you know, societal thing, like you need to have kids by a certain age, or you need to have kids, period, right? Like that makes you whole as a family or as a person, right? Like you have the whole thing, you get married, you have kids, that's part of the whole process. And if you're somehow you don't do that, whether it's either they're not getting married or they're not having kids, it's like, well, what's wrong with you? Why didn't you go through with the whole plan? Like the whole thing is this and that. But you're saying you don't want kids. Is it because you can't have kids or are you selfish? Like, why? Everybody loves a baby, right? Like, I mean, come on. Like, it's one of those things. Like, sure, everybody loves puppies. But then when the motherfucker get older and then, you know.
Shit's on your carpet.
Right. And now it's got arthritis and you got to fucking pay for surgery and shit. It's like, fuck, maybe I didn't want a puppy. I mean, shit, maybe a puppy was cool, but.
Wow. Did you just say you didn't want your dog?
No, I'm just saying.
Like, you wish you had never met your dog? That's what it sounded like you just said.
I'm just saying that it becomes more than just a cute, cuddly, fluffy puppy.
But
part of the process.
But what French is saying is that back in the day, kids were a utility.
Yeah, there was my grandma had 10 boys.
I mean, that's lucky though. Our pops know what he was doing. He had aim.
Two 10 boys.
Yeah, she had 12 total. Two died. One at birth. One.
Those are both boys too.
Yeah.
So she can't make girls.
Yeah, yeah.
I heard that if you put your dick in the back of that pussy, that's how you get boys. And if you bullshitting, that's how you get girls.
Yeah. Huh.
I mean, you know, I'm 2-1, so I was doing damage a couple of those times. The one time I wasn't quite sure.
You was just playing.
I was playing.
You was just like, I'm not. My whole heart's not into this one. Like,
I think French is scared he's gonna have all girls.
Well, and this is the thing too, as far as your answer to your question, French is are they overrated?
Kids,
especially now.
I don't know. What are you trying to get? So again, if you're looking for them to be utilitarian, right? Like to be something that services you as a parent. Then you're not getting fuck no. There's you might as well not have a kid nowadays because that's not what's you're not gonna get that anymore.
Why do people have kids? Other than because in my mind, the only reason to have a kid is to extend your family name.
Right, your legacy.
The rest of that shit is all unknown. You don't know if they're gonna be successful. You don't know if they're gonna be smart. You don't know if they're gonna be nice. You don't know. Anything about what they're actually going to be. All you know is that they're going to have your name.
Right.
If it's a boy.
Jeffrey Dahmer's parents didn't know that was going to be the case, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you didn't know that when you was pregnant, you know what I mean? You were so happy and you ended up with that nigga. You know what I mean? Like, you just never know. But I think a lot of it, we talked about it a couple weeks back when Pac was on the show. It's accidents, my nigga. Like, ain't no one out here really. I mean, sure, there are people that intentionally say, hey, let's have a kid. I don't know them. Like that hasn't been me.
I do know people who didn't say let's have a kid, but they said if we have a kid, good. Or like they're like we're open.
We're open. We're not trying not to have a kid.
Right. And we're not trying, but we're not, you know what I'm saying? Like we haven't already painted the room.
Right. Mm-hmm. And if you are open to it, right? I think it's just one of those things. Like it's like I hate to keep bringing up pets. It's like willing to have this extra thing that enhances your life. Like you want to take care of something. Like you want to, you know, especially for women, I think that's an aspect. They want to have something that they can care for, right?
Has that ever been real though? I think that's all just what we said women are. Women are bad mothers, a lot of them. So I don't think that's real.
Right. They again, it's like when you get a puppy, you think, oh, this is going to be great. And then like 7 years, right? You're like, gosh, damn, I still got a dog. Like
this nigga's shitting and eating again. Right. He keeps eating.
Right.
Like, I don't know what to do with this thing. He keeps
like,
eating.
God damn, like, you know, I gotta schedule my life around it. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it needs to go out, you know, right. Regularly.
Like, I gotta keep coming home
right.
Every like, day. I don't like, wanna come home.
Like, what if I wanna go on vacation? I can't now. You know what I mean?
I think kids are actually a little worse on that.
Oh, for sure. Because
you can't even leave them in the car when you go to the grocery store.
No, you cannot. You cannot. Shit, you can't leave a dog, man. That's a fucking got arrested the other day. At a Sam's Club, I saw
even
it.
Even with the windows or the air on?
Yeah, I don't think the car was ready.
My car has dog mode, literally. There's a button that says dog mode. You push it and it keeps the car cool and it says, hey, sorry, your owner will be back soon on the screen.
Wow. But you got to hope that people understand that because what happened was this dude, I guess he just ran into Sam's Club and he was like, I could hear him saying it. I wasn't even in there that long and the dog was still alive. But they motherfuckers had already called the police and fuckers were sat around in this car. They was like ready to have a protest.
What race called the police though, honestly? I don't think anybody in our mind saw a black person call the police.
Nah.
I don't think
black people.
Even though I know my wife is an animal nut. I don't think that my wife would call the police.
She picks up strays.
She would have waited until that nigga came back.
And then
gave him like the fucking, like, what's
wrong with
you?
She brought him some water, like, and snuck it through the window or something, but she's not calling police. Everybody knows who that is.
Yeah, no. Black people don't, I think black people in general don't tend to call police on.
Because the police might turn on you.
Right. We just know that, listen, this other person might be black too, and they might not survive this encounter, so we're not going to do that. We're not going to take that chance. But
is that what you think, that the police kill black people at an alarming
disproportionate rate than white people? Yes.
No.
For sure.
I don't.
Yeah, no, I think that they definitely kill more. I think
the numbers say that white people die more by the hands of the police than black people, but maybe it's just because there's more white people.
Mm. I would like to see that number.
It's everywhere, but it's okay.
Yeah, I would like to see it.
I mean, I know you're a Democrat all of a sudden recently, so I get why you're on the side of it, but yeah, I don't think it's accurate.
Yeah, no. Nah, so I guess then all black people are Democrats because all black people feel that way.
I don't.
I know you don't.
French doesn't.
I know. Well, French ain't real black.
Okay.
I mean, I'm talking about black Americans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, black Americans feel like, yes, the police fuck us up at a disproportionate rate. Like, our encounters with the police end badly more than white people's encounters with the police. I mean, I literally have seen.
Not literally. Come on.
Yes, literally. I have seen white privilege in action. I've seen motherfuckers cussing out.
Seen black people do that too.
Nah, I ain't seen no black people do it. I've seen a fucking Mexican flip a police officer off and get his ass beat. Like he got his ass beat.
Mm-hmm.
And all he did was give him the bird. He didn't even say no words.
Right.
And so I've seen that.
That's your proof. Gotcha.
Yeah, I know it's anecdotal, but.
So you agree, Matt? Kids are overrated, yeah, especially now.
Well, again, what are you trying to get out of it? If you're trying to get some use out of it, then yeah, nah, you might as well don't do it. Like,
hold on, because before you say that, because I think that there is still a use in having kids that you're not going to make slaves, like we were talking about.
Right.
For instance, I guarantee you Shaq's dad, his biological, wish he had done more.
Oh, for sure.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's still a reason.
LeBron's dad, for
in
sure.
Real talk,
you know what I'm saying?
In real talk, that's what a lot of people are doing nowadays, right? Like, they're trying to, you know,
overinvest in their kids to make them LeBron or something.
Or whether it's a LeBron or an actor or whatever. It's like, look, you're going to make me some money. Right. You know what I mean? At some point, you know, and pay me back somehow for the investment that I put into you. but that's not, you know what I mean? How many people are successful? Like, I mean, there's fucking thousands and thousands of AAU kids that all of their parents swear that they're going to be the fucking next.
And 95% of them will never see
a
pro court.
Exactly.
Even D1.
Right.
Well, I, no. AAU does present.
A lot of D1, yeah.
It produces a lot of college players. But, of course, just the amount of teams don't allow for there to be an incredible amount of kids playing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? There are only,
I mean, it's 30
32 teams. 30 or 32?
I think it's 30.
30 teams.
With 15 on a team.
Yeah.
That's not going to get you. I mean, the numbers, again.
You're a point something percenter. You're not a one percenter even. You're even better. So I think that there is still that.
Is that gay?
Yeah.
Is it gay for a male dog to lick another dog's ear? I would say no. Another male dog's ear, I'd say no, because what I know of that is, that's actually Mosley tricking Duke into thinking that he's more important. That's really dominant behavior. I thought it was the other way around. I thought it was Mosley
being submissive
to Duke, but actually he's what's the word I'm looking for?
So listen,
he feels like it's his job to soothe his brother.
So
because
listeners,
he's the more because
he is older than him.
He's older by a couple of months, yeah. But he's the more able. So he's soothing his younger brother.
And Duke is with it.
Yeah,
Duke,
of course.
Duke ain't. He's
I mean,
like,
have you ever had a woman lick in your ear?
I'm not with that.
Okay,
I don't like that.
Yeah, I mean, not spitty.
No, I don't need. Don't put a tongue in there.
Like, not kiss on another.
It feels no, funny. So the earlobe you can get. Don't go in the hole.
Yeah.
Don't put anything in the hole. No liquid in there.
No like, Hoc-2.
Nah, bruh. That's all fucking bumper sticker with that bitch on it the other day.
Yeah,
or like
she's
a sticker.
Everywhere, bro. Nobody. I don't know why anybody gives a shit about when she goes to Paris. Like Hoc-2 is in Paris, and like, why are there cameras following? This is so.
They're trying to make something out of her.
And she ain't the first one. Like, I mean,
no,
come
it's
on.
Not. It's not
like,
the first
one. I mean, Sloppy Toppy been around.
Yeah.
Like, you ain't saying nothing new.
I don't know, but the whole kids thing is weird because I think my generation is really choosing to opt out because they feel like there's no benefit. You know, me, I still see some benefit because, I don't know, I came from a good family. I know the importance of having a family, having that community, keeping
taxes.
Yeah, but see, that's what I'm saying. What kind of nigga shit is that? I'm not having kids because there's no benefit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like that's
like
a
the
new...
fact that that's your standing.
Yeah,
I'm glad you said. I'm glad.
I don't know if our generation ever even thought about it like that.
Right.
Well, I'm glad you said nigga shit because I wanna go back to the CMB topics we've always been talking about.
Of
I'm
course.
Gonna read y'all
the most important topic we've ever talked about.
All right. The U.S. population. The U.S. population makeup for minority groups in the 1980s was blacks 12%, Hispanics 6%.
And what is this for? What number is this? The what percentage?
Minority groups.
That do what?
In America.
U.S. population makeup. Population.
Oh, their population. Okay, start over, please.
In 1980. Mm-hmm. For blacks, it was 12%.
Yeah.
Hispanics 6%, Asians 2%.
Okay.
In 2024.
Yeah.
Blacks 13%.
Yeah.
Hispanics 19%.
I knew that.
Asians 6%.
Yeah.
Every other group doubled, if not more, but blacks remained the same.
Right.
Here's the kicker. The 2050 census prediction shows
yeah.
Hispanics 25%, Asians 9%, blacks still will remain at 13%.
Huh.
So is it the abortions?
It's that.
Is it the black on black crimes?
It's
or are we
that.
Just not fucking? Like, what's going on?
Well, and it's, I mean, and it might be kind of you too, my nigga. You're saying, like,
there's
I'm not
no
going to do it.
That's what I was talking about my generation. That's what I'm saying. So I'm seeing a lot of people that look like me that are around my age are saying, like, hey, I ain't about to have a kid.
So there's a trick. There's a trick in the numbers you just read, right? And you probably didn't even notice it. But you didn't notice, you didn't call out the white number.
Dude, it was about minority groups.
I understand.
In America.
I understand. But the thing is, though, is that
are the white numbers declining too?
They have to be. Mm-hmm. In order for right. Asians to increase and Hispanics to increase, they're because we're talking about percentages. We're not talking
right.
about people.
It's
we're
100.
Talking about percentages.
Right.
In order for Hispanics to double and Asians to also double by the year 2050, that means somebody has to be taking a loss. You've proven that it's not black people. So then what's wrong with the birth rates of white people? See, that probably would be something that'd be easily overlooked in that stat, mm-hmm. but it's important here.
So is the question be what's wrong with the birth rate of native-born Americans?
There you go. So then, if we're talking about native-born Americans or groups that... Because I would say that a lot of Hispanic people that are here are American mm-hmm. also.
Yeah.
They would consider themselves to be American, but also Hispanic.
Yes.
They would consider themselves to be American, but also Asian. I think that there's something about... There's something culturally that we're doing, and that's not black or white. That's American.
Yeah.
American. Like, yeah. The Hoc-2... Americans or don't tread on me Americans.
Right.
There's something that we're doing differently. Now what that is, that might start with all of it. The dating shit, the
I think the biggest thing I think is the community aspect. I think.
And you know what, I've been seeing a lot of go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think it's that because like people now automatically think daycare. I'm like, yo, I grew up off grandma's house. I never right. did daycare.
Right.
Like it was grandma's house.
Yeah.
But the grandmas want to be outside now.
Well, they're still young enough.
Yeah.
They're facts. Still working yeah. age and they're still busybody. Like they're still yeah. Mama gotta have a life, what you saying, baby boy?
Mama gotta have a life too.
Yeah.
I think outside of
this. Hold on, I'm sorry. Did you see that Tyrese has come out and said that he doesn't like Ving Rhames to this day because in that movie he wasn't acting. He really he really put himself in a position to not like Tyrese. I mean, I know you're a movie guy. That's why I thought this would be an interesting factoid. He doesn't like Ving Rhames. And it's because Ving Rhames treated him like shit because Ving Rhames was not playing a part.
Right.
He's like, this nigga don't like me.
Right.
And this is like personal. That's crazy to me. But yeah,
he went Daniel Day-Lewis on that nigga. Right.
It's guns and it's butter. You a butterhead.
Yeah, but I think outside of the, obviously the finances, because everything right. went up and things like that, I think it's because I'm like, Hispanics, they got that community. Like right. Jimmy Mac was saying, 12 of them will live in the same house.
Right.
Asians, without same thing.
Yeah.
Asians, same thing. Even me as a Haitian, we have that, you know?
And I think that Hispanics and Asians stay on code. Like, they know the Hispanic code. They know the Asian code. And they don't try.
Yeah. Yeah.
To expand it. They know that there are certain limitations to who Hispanics and who Asians are, and they figure out ways to thrive inside of that and not. They've agreed upon what we are and what we're going to do, and they don't really go outside of that, it seems.
Yeah.
Whereas black people seem like, you know, they're constantly saying we're not a monolith, but they go every direction, and they do. They go every direction, but somehow we still come back to having to say the same thing, and if we don't say the same thing, we're right. called non-black and coons and sellouts, and I don't get it. It's the oddest thing in the world.
Yeah.
What do Hispanics call sellouts from the Hispanic race? Never heard it. What do Asians call sellouts? Never heard it. I've never heard their word for this.
Bananas?
Is that a real thing?
No.
Yeah, it's the yellow on the outside, white on the inside.
Who says that?
That's what they when you act in white, when you're Asian that acts white.
What do Asians say? That's some shit you made up.
I did not.
Mighty Joe Asian. Young. I'm talking about what do Asians say? So their thing of Oreo is a banana.
It's a banana.
I don't believe that. Mac.
It is.
Mac, I don't believe that.
Okay, no. But
have
it
you
is.
Ever heard that phrase?
No.
Of course. Neither one of you are Asian. I'm not.
You're not Asian either, nigga.
But in California, there's plenty of them, and I've heard that shit. Well, it's a banana.
The point I'm making is that we have these things, yeah, Americans. Like,
I'm gonna text a Vietnamese nigga right now and see if he can confirm it.
Sure. We have these things, Fridge, in our culture. And I'm talking specifically, don't tread on me, hock two spit, motherfucking Americans. We have this thing where if you're not on code, then there's a name for you. There's nigga lover. There's coon. Well, think of all the names that they have for white people who aren't on code and black people on code. I don't know that there's a not on code word for those other races.
There probably isn't. Or even if
because
there is,
they all know the assignment. I hate to use a trendy.
Do you think it's because we try to preach diversity so much in America? That's why the Americans have lost their way in their own culture.
Maybe, and you know, there's an argument on both sides for diversity.
Yeah,
yeah.
Go ahead, Matt. What'd you learn?
No, not yet. He hasn't replied.
There's an argument on both sides of diversity, whether segregation or diversification is better. You know, there's obviously stats that show good things for both of them. But maybe that's what it is.
I think when it comes to that aspect, I think the diversity is what's also creating some problems because are they counting like a mixed kid as part of black or part of white?
That's so weird, man. Yeah? And you know, being a mixed person that's weird. Like what does the future hold for people like me?
Well, the future is going to start looking like you.
Yeah, I don't believe that. I mean,
no. In 2050, yeah, they'll look like you.
It will, but there's gonna. I don't believe that is the solution. That I don't believe that America's gonna let that be the solution.
Not at all.
You see what I'm saying?
Not at all.
That's gonna be an uphill battle. That's not. It's gonna happen just because people are mixing.
Yeah,
but that's not gonna be the solution that America is gonna allow to happen. I think that they're gonna
bring whites back.
I don't know, man. I don't know what they're gonna do, man. I don't have any idea.
Well, so French Reg said. Lost their way, right? And I think it for me it was, I don't know if we ever knew our way. I think that's the part of the American black problem, right? Like I don't know if we ever had a way, right? Like, and if when we did have, I think earlier on when we were more pro-black and Afrocentric, that shit got crushed, right? Like in those, all those movements that promoted that type of mentality and preached that to the community, that shit got smothered out.
But did the people want it either, though? So I know that
I know.
Constantly say systemic racism is what got rid of Black Panthers and got rid of positive conscious rap or whatever. But did we want conscious rap? Is that what we wanted, or did we want gangster rap?
Okay, so I stand corrected.
Okay.
So I did get a reply.
Okay.
So from when I hit up two of my Vietnamese homeboys, and one of them said, there's no such term that an Asian would use. The whites, I think, use banana or Twinkie.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. This doesn't exist in other cultures, right, bro. This is just American shit. This whole thing that if you're not on code, you're this thing, that's American shit. I don't think people do that in other places. They're just race. They're just regular races everywhere else.
Right.
I don't like you. You look different.
Yeah.
We're better. You're worse.
Yeah.
Here we got this whole thing where it's like,
he's like, we would not say that. There's nothing we would say that would do that in our community. So you're right.
Yeah, I don't think this is a thing, and I don't know. I could be ignorant.
No. That's no. Well, listen,
this is straight from the Vietnamese mouth. And it's so funny because my dude, he leans into the Viet Cong, the aspect hardcore, like his fantasy football team is called Viet King Kong. And I'm like, I guess you don't, I mean, again, Viet Cong, I don't think was ever a
good thing.
Right. But yeah, he's like, I'm here.
Well, no, I think that we made that something. It wasn't.
Right.
I think that's what they were actually called.
Viet Cong?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And since we were fighting with the South, we didn't like them. That was just North Vietnamese.
We called them Gooks and Charlie and all that stuff.
Right.
Viet Cong is what they were.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Mm. That wasn't a derogatory term.
So you were saying that you don't think America's going to allow the light-skinned
blending of America, like where everybody looks.
They even, World Economic Forum even said by 20-something, it's just a light-skinned girl with green eyes with blonde hair.
They said it's a cautionary tale, though.
that's why most people
don't. If we don't deplete the universe by 39%.
Yeah.
What did Bill say? 3 billion?
Yeah, and I've been seeing the mixing, not just from black and white.
Globalists are coming, you know, they're coming
Asian
for you,
and
right?
White, Asian and white, Indian and white. Like, I've been seeing mixtures of them all.
I've seen Hillary Clinton put a baby's arm in her mouth and pull it out like a nigga at Buffalo Wild Wings. No meat on the bone.
Straight bone.
Yo, hearing Alex Jones say nigga would be funny.
Yo, Alex Jones, my Alex Jones impersonation is terrible, by the way.
It's really on point. It's so
you
terrible.
Really talk like that, though.
It's so terrible, it's good.
Yeah.
Like, it's like that.
But he kind of really do talk like that. Which is weird because he didn't start sounding like that back then.
I think they beat the straight talk out of him.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like his regular voice got fucking sued the fuck out.
Yeah. Now, what were you saying, French? I'm sorry.
I don't know why you
said
you don't
believe. The World Health Organization said that they're going to, or no, who was it?
World Economic Forum.
They said that by 2050, it's going to be.
Like, it's going to be the majority of Americans are going to be light skins.
Do you believe that?
I mean,
do you believe the majority will be?
I think so, because when I see new couples,
yeah,
it's a mixed couple. It's never a
white... TV, but not in real life, right?
In real life, you get you see the regular white and white, but you still see a lot of mixed couples.
I don't see a lot of mixed couples. I see the normal amount it's always been. I don't know. Are y'all seeing more mixed couples now?
Well, I don't know, but just like yesterday when we were out at the thing.
And I'm not just necessarily talking black and white.
I'm talking about Indian and white.
She wasn't white, even, like we thought, right? Yeah. But she had a... That obviously, if that's the grandma, mm-hmm, and she's with a black baby, mm-hmm, you know, or grandchild, then there has to be some mixture, something.
Yeah,
right?
But like, that kid didn't look like what he's talking about.
You're right.
It was a black. It was
she
obviously
was
a black kid, brown kid.
She was brown.
It wasn't light skin. It wasn't middle brown like me.
Weird is my oldest daughter. She's Hawaiian Filipino. Her mom is, and she's black, but she's dark.
Right.
She doesn't. I mean, besides the hair being curly and whatnot.
Right. You would think, if you just looked, you would think, oh, that's a black kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. Again, I think you do need white in order to get light. I think if you go an Indian and black,
yeah,
right, I don't think you're necessarily going to get a light-skinned kid, per se. Yeah. I mean, you could.
All I'm saying is the world is mixing, like, especially
sure
in our country. Like,
sure.
That was bad? Sure is bad?
No, I'm just saying. He sounds very democratic right now, right?
The world's mixing, and it looks like with our race, the black race, it looks like we're tend to start procreating.
Hey, listen, bro, I thought you was going to give up. I'm glad you came back and knocked it out.
With other races than our own. Yeah. I think we've seen that a lot, too, with our race.
Do you know why?
I do.
Options.
I know why.
Well, hold on. So wouldn't that increase our population then? Like, our percentage then would go higher.
Right. Depends if they count those people as blacks.
I think that
of course they do.
I think that we've gotten to a place in America where black people recognize that the only way that I can be upperly mobile without anybody giving me a permission to do so is by having a lighter skinned kid. Because now my blood goes into a place where there may be privileged or advantages because of the color of my kid's skin. Black people have felt like, okay, well, if there's no way I can take this shit, and every time I try to stand up, y'all sit me back down. Okay, well, check this out. Now my kid is lighter, so that means he's gonna have a little bit less trouble than I had. And I know this is terrible, yeah, but I believe it's ingrained in us. That's why you had grandparents like, don't bring no dark skinned ass girl home with you, and the paper bag test. That was all because we need to get out of the situation. We don't see another way, and that's terrible. But I feel like a lot of people just are ingrained.
I knew people growing up that had that mindset. Like, you know, when I fuck with a white girl, it's retribution, right? Like, it's not only retribution, but it's like it's balancing the scale. So she's not having any more white kids. And then we're having more quote unquote black kids, but these black kids are a little bit lighter, which then afford them a different maybe opportunity than a fully black kid. Mm-hmm. So I'm giving them a little bit more of a leg up while also taking it away from the hierarchy, right? And I swear to God, I know people that have thought that. So
what do you think the reason why the black population hasn't grown and isn't projected to grow?
I think it's the abortions, man. Mm-hmm.
You think that black women have abortions more than any other race?
I do too. I think it's
per capita. Now, by the numbers, it's going to look like white people are doing it more because there's more white people than black people. But from a per capita, yeah, it's way, it's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I've known. I mean,
and then I was thinking the black on black killing too, but
yeah,
I think it's really the abortions, man.
Yeah,
because at the end of the day, what's really killing us is heart disease. It's not like niggas shooting niggas. I know that is a thing, but what's killing men on a day-to-day basis?
Men or black men?
Black men.
Okay.
Is heart disease more than...
So you think that heart disease affects us more than it does white people?
Yeah.
Well, there are stats for that.
But don't we all eat the same nasty shit?
No. But our bodies...
It's the way their body absorbs it, and I don't know the... I'm out of my depth. Even though I know you want me to be Dunning and Kruger.
No.
I don't know this one. Like, there's something about diet, the way that our bodies...
digest?
Not process. Just digest, but process, yeah. The food, it's weird. We end up with either more hypertension, more high blood pressure, more things that cause stress to the heart. We just do.
Huh. I mean, you might be right, because I think I feel like I see so many... functional fat white people.
Mm-hmm. What an incredible way to do this research.
No, like,
your data points are, man.
They're loud.
Like I be on the road and I be watching these white people and they have these truck stops getting, you know, these jugs of sodas and all this junk food in their
Isn't
carts.
Isn't that crazy,
and,
man? What's the ounces on that soda?
Oh, it's liters.
But,
so,
but if like you had to put an ounce. So like, you know, that 32-inch ounce big gulp?
Yeah, it's probably at least 64 and above.
That's 4 pounds, bro.
Yeah.
That's 4 pounds of soda.
Yeah.
It's hard to drink that when you think about it being pounds.
Yeah.
That's
I didn't even think about it in pounds.
Of soda, my nigga.
Right.
That's crazy. Now you make me never want to drink a soda again.
Or not a big gulp, dude, because you're drinking 2 pounds of soda.
Yeah.
Like a big gulp is 2 pounds of soda. 32 ounces?
Yeah.
2 pounds of soda.
Yeah.
That is stupid.
Yeah.
That is so stupid. It makes me, and I'm a soda dude.
Right.
That makes me be like, what the fuck?
Right. And then not only that, you know, it's the snacks and all of this shit, and I'm watching them, and then they're just walking around and functioning, right? And I'm just like... Well, if this nigga's still alive, like, I honestly feel like I got some more years. Like, I feel like I got more summers because I don't do it like that.
Right.
You know what I mean? And this motherfucker seems like they've been doing it like this for a while.
Yeah.
And I don't know how long they're going to keep doing it
not
like
much
this.
Longer.
But, I'm out here, and the obesity thing is for real. And it's I see more white people like that, honestly, than... I'm not saying I don't see any black people like that, but... The majority of the people that I see that are fucking just over nasty are white. And I'm just like, whoa, that's interesting.
I wonder if we could cross-section Hispanics and just Hispanics and black people. Because I think that typically they are discriminated against in a similar way.
Yeah.
They have they tend to have same opportunities as we do, or lack of opportunities, I should say.
Right.
But they have a lot of kids.
Yeah, they don't slow down.
So maybe French is right. Maybe it is all abortion.
Yeah. It's funny because whenever you do those
like over 20 million a year, man.
Yeah. Whenever you do the surveys, right, where they're you know, asking for your identity, I've always thought like they were the ones they ask are like, you're not Latino, like you right. are this, but not you're not Latino though, right? Like, I mean, like they seem to really want to make sure that you're not Latino. You could be this, but not Latino though, right? Like you're something.
Isn't
but,
that affirmative action though? I think there's a reason why they have to ask that specifically, as opposed to any of the other ones. I think it has something to do with affirmative action.
Yeah, to me, it always felt derogatory, or you know,
about
I guess,
them, right?
About the Latinos. Like, yeah. Listen, are you good? But you're into this, but not, you can't be
they're
Latino,
like white, non-Hispanic, right? Or black, non-Hispanic,
right? Like you don't be saying you're this, but you're really Latino. I need to know if you're Latino. Don't be fronting. Don't be claiming something else.
I was also thinking maybe.
Would you be considered Latino?
Technically, Haiti, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Not in Americans wouldn't view me that way, but technically I am.
So when you fill out that thing, do you do black, non-Hispanic?
I put black, yeah.
You lying and shit?
Because that's what they view me as. I was thinking, too, maybe because a lot of black people, especially in the country, probably don't even fill out their census, so they may not even have the accurate percentage of black people.
Or maybe they're not even going to those neighborhoods.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. Could that be a factor, too?
How do they do census now? Because they don't go door to door, do they?
I've sent it to you in the mail.
The last time I've seen a census, or as far as that is concerned, was a door to door. Someone came. I was fucking, what is it, the 90s?
Yeah.
And I lived in an apartment. And someone came to the door and they were like with the census department and wanted to know how many people lived in the house and, right, like, you know, that type of shit. I'm like,
police?
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what most people, that's probably why the numbers don't change a lot.
Right. Like,
so I'm wondering, is that a factor too? Between abortions and niggas just not reporting.
You gonna tell my Section 8? Like, no, you're not gonna get me kicked off Section 8. Nigga, there's two people here.
How crazy is that? That's also a way that the Civil Rights Acts and stuff fucked us up. Because niggas you can't even say, oh, there are eight people here because...
Right.
Who's the eighth? There's only... It's you and six kids. Where's this eighth person coming from? Like, oh... and then you lose your welfare.
Right, exactly.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah. Or if you say, you know, the daddy, like, oh, well, then get your money from him, nigga. Like, if you know him, like, we coming for him. And he's like, nah, don't tell him you know me. Say unknown. Like, because, you know what I mean? I'm still here, but, you know, say unknown, because if you say known, nigga, then they're going to make me pay. They're not going to pay. There's a lot that goes into... And is that only us, though?
I'm surprised. Yeah, I'm surprised, Mac, that you didn't... One of your cases wasn't that, you know, the police are killing so many black people. I thought you would have said that, because you were saying earlier that black people are killed disproportionately more than any other race. So I would have thought you would have said that's why there's so few of us.
And, no, I don't think it's that... I don't think that happens at a rate that would qualify...
Oh, so it's not... So it's not that much of an issue. It's just,
no, I think it's disproportionate to what other encounters are, right? And not necessarily Mexicans. I think minorities in general, right? Like, so let's don't do that, B, because if we go back to the origination and creation of police, it was for the fucking up of niggas.
Says right? Who? I mean, that was a thing that was out there
to catch
for a while.
Runaway slaves.
That's what thing right? that was out there for a while, but we just believe that. Did anybody do any research
to find
out that?
I think police has always been around, because what did you say about other countries?
Right, exactly. It's police in other countries. We believe that because it felt good and it sounded right, but do we ever check that to see if that was real? That's some shit a nigga said one time.
I think police...
You need two warrants if you got two locks.
I think police was always a thing as part of security, but I think because of the slavery in America, the police did a lot of that to the slaves.
Of the rounding up and
yeah, but I think police was already a thing because we needed to protect our laws.
Right. You looking it up?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think that was just something we kind of went with because it was cute and it was trendy for a little while. And nobody, how do you disprove that? How would you even disprove it? I don't even know if it's possible. Did it say where the first policeman? So I guarantee the first policeman was not in America.
So this is from the NAACP.org.
That's
Rachel Dolezal wrote that article.
Hey, shout out to her because she
was the first one.
That's not a biased source though.
That is definitely
of course it is. But it says the origins of modern day policing can be traced back to the slave patrol.
See how they put all those words in it? The origin of the modern day. But there were police officers in other countries before we were even a country. Yeah. So this is ridiculous.
And that's what I'm saying. If slavery was something that was...
So the earliest formal slave patrol was created in the Carolinas in the early 1700s with one mission: to establish a system of terror and squash slave uprisings with the capacity to pursue, apprehend, and return runaway slaves to their owners.
So in the 1650s, there were no police officers. Come on, man. People had goods back then. They had laws they needed to uphold before that. It's just, I get it, NAACP. You got to paint the narrative. I mean, I respect it. I'm glad you guys are doing that. That's what the Anti-Defamation League does for Jewish people. So, yeah, do it for us too.
Okay, hold on now. This is from the New Yorker.
Okay.
.com, and this is a little bit...
Liberal still, but go ahead.
Let me say what it's going to say.
Okay, but still liberal. I just want to make sure we know the story, what the source is.
The police is to maintain law and order, but the word derives from police, the Greek city, blah, blah, blah. The actual clip was better than the article.
What?
Yeah, so like, you know how when you first look
at it. If it says it derived from the Greek, anything, that's not, no longer we're talking about slavery. We're talking about BC.
Right, so this says, they're just talking about the word. Yeah, right, the word. So the police, as a civil force, charged with deterring crime, came to the United States from England and is generally associated with the monarchy. And then that's where I clicked on it, and I couldn't find anything else that finished that topic.
So the New Yorker, who's liberal, has also said that slavery didn't have anything to do with it.
Yeah, it said that it was like here, like, again, it came over with the settlers.
We keep using the word utility, but the utility of it here, of course, would also be extended to protect against you losing a slave.
Right.
Just based off the fact that that's a owned property.
Right. Yeah, I wouldn't want my property disappearing.
Especially if they can pick the cotton.
I tried to have a conversation with someone the other day about slavery and this, that, and the other. And it was the topic I've spoken about before. And they were like, you can't talk about this. I was like, no, I've already said that if I was a white person back when slavery was legal. No, what they said is that just because something's legal, we were watching this fucking movie called The Jackpot with fucking Aquafina, where the fucking lottery winner, you have till sundown before you to survive. But legally, from the time you win till sundown, anybody can kill you and take your jackpot. Whoever kills you wins the jackpot, but they just can't use bullets or guns, right? No projectiles.
Right.
And it's a legal thing. And I said, would you do that? They're like, no. And they're like, would you? And I'm like, it's legal. And they're like, well, everything's not legal. Like, slavery was legal at a point. I was like, And they're like, what? What are you talking about? I was like, I've already said that. I probably, if I had the opportunity to have free labor at a time when free labor was legal, I would. And they were like, what the fuck? Because me being a black person, that's just so appalling, right? But I'm like, I understand the concept of it. Like, I'm not going to, if this is legal, but then I said, just like I've said on the show, I would be a good slave owner. Like, I would be good to myself. She's like, no, you can't. Those are contradictory words. Like, you can't be a slave owner and good. And I'm like, nah, I don't think that's the case because there's worse out there than me. That's like saying, like, I can't be the lesser of something, right? Like
the lesser to you.
Yeah. There's people out here that are going to be fucking slave owners and horrible, but that ain't going to be me. I'm not going to be whipping you and doing all this other shit and raping you in the motherfucking night and all this shit. I'm going to fucking treat you good. And you know what I mean? It's going to be a different experience.
Unless you run. Unless you run,
then I got to call the police.
I'm going to have to get one of them foots off of you.
I'm going to have to call the police. But I was like, yo, I don't feel like just because, legal changes everything. I mean, we do all kind of shit it's legal.
You went way deeper than you had to. You're like, motherfucker, you have an iPhone. Shut up.
Right.
Shut up. And I mean, like, it's crazy for that to be
$30 to make.
It's crazy that's the mic drop, but... Bruh, your clothes, your phone, your cobalt in your battery. Everything is based on slave labor somewhere.
Somewhere.
Somewhere. And you're just like so cognitively distanced from it. The dissonance is, oh, well, yeah, but I didn't enslave somebody to make this phone. Like, no, but you're still buying the phone and you're still using it as if.
And that's how they're able to do what they're doing.
Yeah. And that's why they keep are able to, you know. Hey, listen, I'm glad you said that because I'm a...
Yeah, tell them. Like, yo,
I'm a hit him with that.
Self-righteous ass.
Self-righteous asses. Like, let's be clear.
I would never have a slave, but you do own a cell phone. You've had... That's like your probably 15th cell phone.
Right, right. How many little motherfuckers got whipped over that motherfucker?
And that's new.
Right.
Imagine little motherfuckers walking around with diamonds. You've known for years that kids lose arms to get these diamonds to you.
Yeah.
And you still want to... You want the bigger rock.
Yeah.
That nigga better not give me nothing less than 3 months' salary.
Like,
or whatever.
All of that shit that's made in China. Why do you think they make it in China?
Right.
Because they don't have to pay a motherfucker. You know what I mean? Like, it's slave labor. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Yeah, and there's a lot of ungrateful people still, even still, though. Like, I was listening to something the other day, and they were saying that everybody living right now lives better than the king in the 1700s.
Yeah.
Like, all of your creature comforts, everything you, like, the king would look at you like, oh, my God, what do you do for a living? Like, who are you the king of?
Did you just push that button on the wall and water came out the fucking
wall?
Are
you the king of the planet? Right. Like, we've allowed our sensibilities of what's needed has grown so high compared to what we actually need. Because if you do go back to someone who lived in the 1700s.
Right.
There was no running water. Like, think of all the things that we have. Electricity, gas, internet. Like, what things could you not live without right now? What are the things that you absolutely could not live without?
Central heating and air. Right?
Electricity. That's,
right, electricity.
That gets all that. Lighting, electricity, central heating and air. I would even say gas to cook.
Yeah.
So, electricity, gas. I'm going to say internet, too.
Yeah.
I don't have a job. I mean, I would still exist.
But the existence would be weird. It would be way different.
So those three things. Can you think of anything else?
As far as a luxury,
plumbing, man.
Cars.
You could not live without plumbing?
Oh, you could.
Okay.
Man.
Yeah. Cars. You say
cars? Yeah.
Nah, like, I think I could get around and walk. I don't know if I necessarily need.
Where you walking to? You could walk so far. You couldn't walk to be like a life.
But if there were no cars, things would be. More
closer
there'd
to each
be,
other.
Yeah, you'd have a grocery store closer to you than you would.
And you'd be back on horses and shit, right?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, you are walking. Yeah, I'm just saying there would be a need to have a grocery store closer to me if I had to walk.
Right.
So I could live without that. But electricity, gas, internet even, and what was the last one you said?
I had said like plumbing.
Yeah, no, plumbing is a big deal. Like, okay. I mean,
well, none of those things existed for the king in 1750.
Well, shit.
None of those things. None of the things you said you could not live without. None of those things existed in the 17th
century. When we talk about one of the shows, 1883.
Yeah.
That was some hard living.
Yeah.
And none of that. I mean, I remember she was talking about, back in New York, you know, they got these, where the water just comes out the wall. You know what I mean? Like, ooh, like this is fancy dancy shit. Like they were talking about that in the city, but they didn't have that yet. They still were fucking... tubbing fucking water from the river to a tub and shit and
that's what I'm saying. 100 years before that, nobody, including the richest nigga in the country, even had any of that stuff. Any of the things you said, you guys, or we all agreed we couldn't live without, nobody had it, including the richest nigga in the country. So, it's us.
It really is.
It's us.
And it's funny because was it Magnificent? I just watched the Magnificent Seven with Denzel.
Oh my gosh!
Four. No. Four. I'm gonna give it a four. Magnificent Seven was good. Chris Pratt, fucking.
Haven't watched it. Is that Quentin Tarantino?
Chris Pratt. Who else was? Who's from Training Day? The white boy in Training Day.
Ethan Hawke
was in it. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of good people in this movie, right? And then but it was a country thing, and it was like, well, people were just the premise. Dude just came and was taking their land. I mean, literally, he just came to the town. He's like, I give everybody $20 for their plot. And they're like, that's fucking, you're robbing us. He's like, so what? Take it, or I'll be back in 3 days, and I'm killing niggas. Like, and he burnt the church down, and he's like, I'm just going to take this. Like, and there's no one here besides the crooked cop that I already bought, you know, the sheriff, that's going to stop me.
But I tell you, bro, it's two worlds going on.
And I'm like, it really was a, I mean, like, we complain about the shit right now. It was worse. There's, I mean, like, this ain't the roughest time. This ain't the worst.
This is the best time to be alive.
Right. This ain't the worst. Right. This,
including for black people who are underprivileged and disproportionately killed by cops, from what you say.
And this was white on white. Right. This was white on white. He's just like, listen, I'm coming to take the land and I'm going to mine it, but this is, and they're like, you're robbing us. He's like, so, listen. And?
So that's what bothers me about black, or people saying that, you know, like for instance, if you said, if you made a statement about black people or black culture or whatever, like, well, what are you doing? What have you done for black culture, right? The whole argument is a little ridiculous when you think about the fact that every single black person you know lives better than the king of name your country in the 1700s.
Yeah.
So is it us or is it living? Is it like, is it the bullshit that we've pretended to be and become?
Yes. Yes.
Because if you went back right now with the things that you have,
yeah,
you are richer.
Yeah.
Now, in those days, you might not be. But if you were able to bring back your stuff
with you, they're looking at you like, what the fuck?
They're going to kill you.
What kind of royalty are you?
They're going to figure out, if you're magic. If you're not magic, they're going to kill you.
Yeah. 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 And I mean, I feel like, you know, do you want kids though? I mean, I don't know, Bridge. Do you? I mean.
Yeah, I think you went back to the beginning of the show.
No, because, I'm just saying, like.
It's like, what are we bringing kids here for? But I'm a brand new granddad, which is crazy.
But as far as black kids, right? Like, again, like you were talking about the blackness and, you know, and what we are. Do they help or do they hinder?
My kid will help. I would hope so. I mean, I'm gonna try to instill good things. Who knows, he or she will take it. Right. But
yeah, you can't predict that.
Instilling still hasn't told me how they're gonna help you.
Help me?
Oh, you just talking about help the culture?
Oh no, they're gonna help me. Like I'm helping my parents now with old age. I think when I get old, they're gonna help me out. They're gonna look over me if I, you know. Hopefully, they do. You know, who knows? They might be like, fuck dad.
Maybe you,
that's elder
abuse.
Right. That's a long wait. Like, I mean, like your parents, you know what I mean, had to wait.
But that's how the cycle
what?
Is.
So. What does that mean, Mac? That's
just
the
saying, cycle. Like,
that's not the reason to not do it. Because one day you were like, man, I wish I put that long time in. Because God, I can't even change my own diaper.
I personally want
that's
kids.
That's why you go to the military. You get that good old VA care.
Yeah.
I personally want kids for the idea of, I think you could travel everywhere in the world. You could make all the money in the world. You could experience whatever this world has to offer. But I think you're watching your own kid and grow and spending time with your own kid, I think that's where you get the ultimate fulfillment.
Okay. There is something to that, right? I'm going to tell you, like, as a parent, there is a level of joy in watching a mini creation of yourself, right? Like, you watch, you know, and it's not all of you, right? Because, you know, half of that is that crazy broad that, you know, you had the baby with, right? But the rest of
the G-Money's crazy?
No, I'm just talking about in general.
I thought you said my girl again. No. It's been a long time, bro.
He doesn't have a baby, so I can't be talking about G-Money.
I thought you went back to the red swimsuit. That nigga, you couldn't even say boat for like 2 years. That was wild, bro. That was a wild period in our show, bro. Where you was just constantly talking about his relationship.
It was not wild because I was talking about it. It was wild because you guys would always create this damn dynamic.
We didn't create it. Everybody listening right now is like, oh, shit, I remember when Mac did
that.
No,
and what was funny is that Fridge Reggie, knowing the reality, bought into it.
Is he living in a different world,
nah,
Prince?
Like you said, what'd you say? How many worlds are there? Like,
I don't know, but you in another one.
Because I know y'all.
Rick and Morty came and got you, bro. Yes. What are you talking about? Everybody knows this was a thing. Everybody knows. Every listener right now is like, Mac, what the fuck are you talking about?
I thought the jumpsuit was orange.
Jumpsuit? What? See, I'm saying, like, nobody believes you because you're not even telling the truth anymore.
What
there
do
was
you?
A swimsuit on a boat.
Oh, and see, I wouldn't see again. That's how much I remember.
You've compartmentalized. Look at you acting. You're acting right now.
He forgot. He's
that's
acting.
How much I remember.
He's acting. That's cool, though. I get it. I'm sorry. What were you saying about this girl in this relationship again? I'll let you.
No, you was talking about the parent.
I'll let you get that off.
That's a good thing about parenting, right? Like, is that watching them develop, right? And then especially if they do develop, you know what I mean? If they don't turn into a Jeffrey Dahmer, right? Like, you know what I mean? You're like, that's pretty awesome, right? Like to see them develop. Like, so for instance, My son started school today, you know, college, and he came home and he was like, yo, he's going to state.
Congratulations,
he's following y'all.
Yeah.
And he's like, listen, you know, this is different. Like, he's just expressing.
He's doing that commute?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's expressing, you know, like, oh, this is way different high school, right? Like, yeah, and I was like, he's like, man, it's so different. Like, they're not on you. And I'm like, yeah, that's not because they got your money already, dude. Like, they don't give a shit about any of that. This is you. And he's like, yo, and, you know, he went to a hood high school. Shout out to South Gwinnett. And he was like, maybe it's the difference because, you know, you always had those cats in the back, you know, doing their own thing, you know, fucking not paying attention or whatever. He's like, but I realized everybody here wants to be here.
Right.
Right.
Like, you have a choice.
Right. Like they're paying to be here, actually.
Yeah, but the first time I went to college, I don't know. I was I felt like I was a little too immature because I was trying my damnedest to get later classes. Like anything you could do to be almost not in college, I was trying to do that. I wasn't like French, where it's like doing like a double major type shit. Like,
yeah.
Now when I came back from the military, it was a total different thing.
Right.
But that first go,
Yeah, he's got all early classes too, so maybe he's in there with those kids that are, you know, early risers and all that.
I try to squeeze all my classes into Tuesday and Thursday. Ooh, that was terrible.
Yeah.
That's the kind of student I was at first.
He's Monday through Thursday.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But yeah, and so having him come home, you know, and talk about that and watching his growth and watching his development, there is a level of satisfaction that you get as a parent to watch that, you know, that growth in your input and what you are, you know, able to kind of create, you know what I mean, in essence, you know what I mean? Because you helped develop them. Obviously, your sperm is what created them. And then now, from that point on, you're responsible for their development. So I think it is a responsibility thing. Like, so if you're willing to try to take on that responsibility and say, can I do something, right? Can you want to be a creator? You want to be, you know, something that, or you could be a deadbeat motherfucker and don't give a fuck, right? But if you are a real person, I think I was going to say a real nigga, but you give a fuck and you want to see that this ends up in this best form possible. And when it happens, as you watch it develop, I think there's some satisfaction to that. And I don't know if it's what you're talking about, having a kid or not. It maybe it isn't for some people, but I think that is a satisfaction that you do get out of being a parent.
Yeah. All right, well, listeners, we appreciate you guys tuning in once again to the No Nonsense Show. Make sure you go out to the website, RareSonics.com, where you can check out all the shows on the network. Other than that, keep supporting us, keep interacting with us, and we'll keep bringing the nonsense because we realize that sometimes people just need it. Till next time.
10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.